Are you a mummy's boy or what? Can you stand on your own 2 feet or?
I most certainly am, Ditz, and I'm.
You are a mummy's boy.
I love my mother. Yeah.
And no, and so you should. But that's a different story. So let's go back to the great job you did. What, about 2 weeks ago? We had the big charity lunch.
Yeah.
In honour of your mate Jake Borlase at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
And as I do, Roo, I praise Tex as much as I can. I was the MC, and I got Tex up on
stage.
What
did you praise
him
about?
About his ears.
Oh, same I joke, said,
new career. No. Well, it's not a joke. I've said something about Tex's ears as I got him up.
He can pick up Sky Channel.
On his ears, yeah. Mm. With his ears. Yeah. Anyway, so I go and sit down. Next minute, this lady sidles up next to me. She goes, I don't appreciate you making fun of my son's ears. I went, what? Who are you? She goes, I'm Tex's mum. I said, no, you've taken it the wrong way. I said, it was a positive. I was saying his hearing is that good.
Yeah, that's right.
That I was actually praising him.
Yeah.
But she took it totally the wrong way.
I don't think she fell for that one.
No. Now, I just want to ask her.
But she was serious. She was going to barrel you.
Yeah. Now, Tex, do you get your ears from your mum? I mean, she got big ears as well. Or?
Oh, no. I certainly do, Ditz.
Tex, get stuck into him. You should. Mums are out of bounds.
Oh, no.
No,
hang on.
Well, in Ditz's defence, Mum approached him, but she's a fiery lady, Ditz.
Is she fiery, Tex?
Oh, I've been on a couple of.
Has she been done for misconduct?
Oh, a couple of times.
What's she like at the footy?
No, she puts her headphones in so she doesn't have to listen to any.
She listens to Triple M. Crowd.
She does listen to Triple M.
Right.
she'd probably be listening now.
All right, I'll send her some flowers. All right,
just be. That's too far. Just no flowers to my mum, please, Ditz.